Hi guys, I'm Mel.
And I'm Soph.
And welcome back to this week's episode of Life Lately. This week we're discussing body image, how our bodies have changed over time, what has influenced our perception of our bodies, flaws and all. We hope you enjoy it as much as we've enjoyed recording it. So here's this week's episode, body image. So Soph, man, body image. You know, I've never really thought too much about body image, really.
So I discovered today.
I know. I mean, I did do my dissertation on body image, though. That was many, many years ago. That was over a decade ago, okay?
Yeah.
But, you know, let's get into it because, you know, body image is a big thing. And as much as I haven't really thought about it, I'm sure in some way it has affected me. So it would be good to get into this topic. What affects the view we have of our bodies?
Oh, most definitely what we see online, in magazines, and what seems to be praised, what people seem
to praise. Exactly. I think that's it for sure.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, at the moment, social media is a big part of this.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the influencers have to have a certain type of body shape.
The hourglass.
The hourglass, you know, the big
skinny,
butt,
skinny waist.
Skinny waist, big boobs.
Yeah.
You know, they all pose a certain type of way. And if you don't fit in that, then actually I don't know how well you'd make it as an influencer, especially if you're looking at a lifestyle, fashion and, you know, clothing.
But so, also, I just think, just going back on that whole hourglass thing, big blue boobs, small waist and big butt, I'm just thinking, actually, how realistic is that to achieve naturally? Because when you eat or when you exercise, it's not in proportion. It's like, oh, if I eat this, it's going to go to my boobs. So if I eat this, it's just like you literally would have to have some sort of influence like cosmetic surgery or something to really achieve that. And that's pressure.
It is a lot of pressure, and not everyone is made in that kind of body
exactly.
shape. Sometimes you're just straight.
Sometimes
up and down.
You are the straight ruler.
You're a ruler shape. We cannot give you hourglass.
No curves.
You know, but I mean, the extremes that people have gone to do these things, like, and I don't know if this is true or not, but the whole, you know, people removing one rib.
Ooh.
Yeah, like that's...
Ouch.
Isn't that dangerous?
Mad. That is stupid.
Well, let's even go into those... I mean, back in the day, we used to wear corsets, you know?
That was like, a kind of back in with the whole...
Yeah, and it's back in. But, you know, all to get that shape. The desired shape. Quote,
some people even go as crazy. I mean, the whole, you know, using body shape wear to, you know... Bring in the flabs
bring
and rolls. I don't mind. That's not
even
too bad.
Even when you're working out, man.
Even when you're working out, the body trainers and stuff. Yeah, it's not too bad, to be honest. I wouldn't necessarily mind doing that, especially when you're fitting into a nice fitted dress or something and you just want everything to be in place. But where you go to the extreme, I think, of like removing fat and placing it elsewhere, like in your bum or something, that's just...
You find that a lot?
There's influencers, quote unquote influencers, that you see on Instagram, YouTube that have done that. Even black influencers, actually, because back then it wasn't really a thing for black people to do. It's like, this is us naturally. But clearly it's, I don't know if it's a pressure or what, but it's becoming a thing.
Yeah. And the other thing that we can't get away from is race. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, I mean, you know, black people have a propensity, I guess, to have a bigger butt, you know, broader shoulders. Mm-hmm. We are bigger in terms of our stature.
Nice.
And that was frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
And now everyone is getting the butt injections, like you've said, and moving butt from thighs to bum or whatever.
It's mad.
But also that the clothing that is made is not made for our
type of body shape.
I mean, the number of times I buy a pair of jeans that can't fit my waist but can fit my hips.
Yeah.
I always have to take it in. Or I know there's certain types of shops like New Look, shout out to New Look.
Yeah.
And Topshop.
Yeah.
They do
very Topshop.
Is it the Joni jeans? I forget. Anyway. There are some that fit me well because I have very big hips and I do have a smaller waist.
Mm-hmm.
And the annoying thing for me is that I have an allergy to metal, so I can't wear a belt.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I always had some weird allergic reaction. So the only thing I could do was take my, you know, buy a bigger size trouser.
Yeah.
And then have it tailored.
And have it tailored
to me.
That's crazy annoying. Yeah, and those trends of having that sort of space in between your thigh.
Oh,
that is mad. The thigh gap. That is not a thing for us Black people. We do not have a thigh gap.
You don't have thighs rub.
No, it's not even the thighs rubbing. It's actually the bone structure. Okay. It's literally your bone structure.
We're not like that.
So it's just mad. And to be honest, I don't really find that attractive or... So I don't feel that kind of pressure, to
be honest. You don't feel that kind of pressure? No. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've never felt the thigh gap pressure because I knew my thighs, the way they're set up, man. They will forever love each other.
Yeah, but even if your thighs aren't rubbing as Black people, we don't have that gap
situation.
No.
Yeah. And culture as well. Yeah. I was just explaining to Mel before we started recording that in my culture, once you are married, weight gain is seen as a very good thing. Like if you don't gain weight, like what is happening in that home? Are you being beaten? Are you stressed?
Wow.
The expectation, especially for a man, is that when his mother next sees him, he must have gained some weight. Otherwise, you're not doing your job as a wife.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're not feeding him. You're not either. You don't know how to cook or something is going on that people are just like, excuse me. But
are you attracted to a man that puts on weight? Like,
that was never the point. The point is, why hasn't he gained weight since he moved in with you?
Oh, wow.
And then now the wife becomes...
He's stressed, man. You got stressed losing weight.
Actually, a lot of women are like, you're stressing my son. That's the only reason he's not gaining weight. Because in my house, he was...
Ah, wow.
He seemed to be flourishing in my house.
Flourishing, darling.
In your house, it sounds like. His food is being
rationed. He was fed well. Yeah. I know. Oh, wow. That is really interesting.
It's pressure,
though. That is interesting. Because then when you come to a different kind of culture, it's not seen as healthy or a good thing.
Isn't it? And then also for a woman, weight gain is expected after, you've given birth in our culture anyway.
Yeah.
So if you don't,
childbearing hips.
Now you are. In fact, they say things like, "Now you're a mom. We expect you to have that weight on you."
Oh wow. Okay.
And it's like, if you're skinny, well, I guess you're not such a good mom.
I know. That is a different kind of pressure.
Yeah.
Because if you're naturally skinny,
well, do something about it.
You are being criticized for that.
And the way that you're actually greeted, when people greet you, the first thing they want to do is comment on your weight.
Yeah.
So I remember a time I went home and I'd gained a lot of weight. And, I was not looking my best. But the first thing, considering I'd not seen this woman for, I think, maybe a few years, let's say 5 or so years.
Yeah.
The first thing she said to me, she didn't even say hi. She stretched out her hand to greet me. And then she said, "Oh my God, you look so bad." And I was like,
"What?"
Oh, yeah.
How do you even make a joke out of that? Is that
you? Oh, you know me. I'm ready. I'm always
I know.
Equipped.
Yeah.
I mean, and she was much older than me. But I was just like, you won't disrespect me by mentioning.
I know.
I know how much I weigh. My husband is fine with how much I weigh. What does that have to do with you? Do I
Some
put on your
have
clothes?
No filter.
Have I
honestly.
Stretched out your garment? I don't understand.
Have I offended your garment?
Have I offended your garment? Did I borrow something from you and it came back with the elastic gone? I don't understand.
Yeah.
What is this comment?
That's mad.
Yeah. But, again, in our culture, guys just go around commenting on your weight without thinking. I mean, people have thyroid problems that lead to weight gain. So no one is thinking it could be a health problem.
Exactly.
Everyone is just thinking you're fat.
Yeah, and also thyroids, if you're overactive, then you're skinny. One of the effects is skinny and, the opposite is putting on weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
People need to be a bit more sensitive with those sort of things.
Yeah.
And I find it, in Caribbean it's the same too, and the older people, it's like they just have no filter.
No.
Seriously.
No, neither have I.
Back at you.
Right back
She's
at done you.
This coming.
Look at you, look at me.
I know. And out of the two of us, well, honey, you can't talk. That's one way of dealing with it, I guess.
Yeah.
One
last one is, and I just thought about how fertility changes the way we view ourselves.
Interesting.
If you're, when you're pregnant and all that, you could either look at yourself as, positively and say to yourself, actually, I'm expanding, yes, but I am growing a life and it's part of the process.
Yes,
the
natural process. You just kind of embrace it.
Exactly, you embrace it. Other people see it as they're growing fat and they exercise all through their pregnancy. They don't change how they're eating just so that they don't have to deal with the post-pregnancy weight that everyone is scared about. Like, when are you going to snap back into your
Okay, so before they've even given birth, even they're thinking before, about yeah. snapping back.
Yeah.
You're or maintaining also, that.
Exactly, maintaining whatever. Or it could be that if you have fertility issues and you start flogging yourself and your body for what it is at that moment unable to give you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that could affect the way you see you view your
Did body. Did anything like that happen to you when you were pregnant? Did you embrace it or did you...
I embraced it.
Yeah.
I mean, at first it was very slow. I didn't show much.
Okay.
And then I got to month 6 and it all just came out.
Yeah, water retention and everything.
Whoa!
Wow.
Yeah, but I do have a friend who did not show at all.
Okay.
Like, she did not have to buy any maternity clothes. In fact, she told us she was pregnant when she was 8 months.
Wow. Was she naturally slim or was she a bit big or what?
She was, I guess, I wouldn't say she was slim.
Okay.
Just maybe a size 12 or so.
Oh.
10, 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she never bought anything. And none of us knew she was pregnant until she's just like, yeah, so next month we are expecting a...
What the hell?
A bundle.
Where did she carry that? Behind her stomach? I know, the back? I know.
And she's had 3 pregnancies and never had to buy any maternity
Oh my
items.
Gosh. That's
Good
amazing.
For you, girl, because Good maternity items suck.
Although I don't know. I mean, obviously I've never been pregnant, but I don't know. I kind of like the idea of maternity clothes. Does
you
it
do?
Really suck? I don't know. I haven't gone... They're not flattering, I'm assuming. I don't
know. The styling is just terrible. I'd rather buy a clothing item that's on maternity but is larger,
sized
okay. item
Fair enough.
Than buy maternity. And then they put a premium on it.
So, yeah, they do, don't
yeah.
they?
So
everything's up in price and all that.
It goes
and
up in price, exactly.
The hell.
So like
the same t-shirt.
The same t-shirt.
Slap on maternity, yeah. £10 extra.
Exactly. So might as well just buy a size 12.
Buy up.
My up. Yeah.
That's crazy. So how has your body image changed over time and what is your current relationship with your body?
Oh, Lord, I have a lot to say about this.
Ooh, child, okay.
And we are not just going to center this conversation on weight. Of course, weight is a big thing, but...
There's other areas in terms of body
areas.
Image.
So I'll say from childhood... I like going way back.
Yeah, this is so therapy.
Yeah, this is very therapeutic.
Very therapeutic.
So I was a premature baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my mom telling me about this and the concern about me being the smallest baby she's ever had.
Right.
And that, in fact, my mom gave me a nickname, which I shall not say here. Because
okay.
Well... So I have a nickname based on how tiny I was.
Right.
And then also I was the darkest in terms of my complexion. And that gave me a complex because people started wondering. Some people even wondered if I was part of that family because my mom's side of the family are very, very light. My dad's side are a bit dark, but even then I am dark. Yeah.
Wow.
So you'd hear, you know, you could even see how different family members would be treated differently.
Wow.
Because they were lighter.
Or
not
paid
by
more
my
compliments
parents. Yeah,
and
paid
stuff.
More compliments. Not necessarily by my parents, although they also kind of contributed to this. I mean, my mom, bless her heart, she used to call me Black Beauty, but then it always stuck with me. Mm. I'm the black one.
Yeah.
You know, everyone else is light.
And it sounded like a negative.
Yeah, I mean, I guess by putting beauty there, it wasn't negative, but there was the element of I stood out for my complexion. Yeah. And, you know, at some point as I was growing up, I was just like, man, maybe I'm the adopted one in this whole situation because I don't look like none of these people.
None of y'all.
I don't look like none of y'all. And then during my childhood, I think maybe age, I don't know, maybe 10-ish, I got really, really ill. And it was a period where I did not eat much.
Wow.
And so during that time, which was years, I'd literally eat like 3 or 4 spoons of food and I was full. Like I could physically not put anything else in my mouth.
Mm.
So I ended up becoming very, very skinny. And again, there goes, I'm the skinniest. So I was the smallest,
smallest.
Then I'm the darkest, and now I'm the skinniest,
yeah.
And I'm the sick one. And I was actually pretty bony. And then, you know, went to hospital and got all of that sorted. But now the desire became for me to eat. So everyone would be happy when I'd eat.
Yeah.
So I became an overeater.
Oh, wow.
So then I ballooned.
Oh,
and then that became a problem. Uh-huh. Oh, now you're the fat one.
Oh, dear.
I'm like, girl, like, seriously. Oh. I'm not catching any breaks here, man.
Where's that happy medium?
There's no happy medium. There was no happy medium. At that time, I was around, by the time I was getting better, I think I was about 13. And then, of course, you hit puberty. All the acne comes out. And for me, I had big boobs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord. And then that became the talk of my class. Like, I think I had one of the largest
boobs
in my year.
Boobies.
In my year group.
Yeah.
And, okay, it was... Yeah, okay, it was cool in a way. But then I also had the skinniest
You're
legs.
You're now.
Yeah. These tiny legs carrying this big bust.
Big bosoms.
Big bosoms.
Oh, dear.
And then later in life, years later, and I was, at this point, I was already dating and I was working. In fact, I remember my boss. Now, I was kind of chubby.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my boss actually making a comment about my weight.
Wow.
Now that
really?
Yes.
Female boss?
Female boss made a comment about my weight. And I used to walk from, you know, home to work, maybe 20 minutes. And she said to me, Soph, if it was not for that walking, you'd be a really massive girl.
What
and
the hell?
Immediately I got another complex.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then I started.
That's awful.
I started eating
healthy.
Well, it wasn't. I thought it was being healthy, but I just stopped having breakfast. Then I'd eat only fruit salad for lunch, and then a very small dinner. And yes, now I got to this like more comfortable size. Then my parents split up, and then the appetite left me entirely. And I survived on yogurt for 6 months. Yogurt only. About a liter of yogurt every day for 6 months. And I was back to being bony.
Yeah.
Again. And getting ill, you know. Of course, I was not taking in much in terms
nutrients.
Of nutritional.
Nothing. Yogurt.
Nutritional value.
Wow, that's deep. That's
Girl,
a lot.
That's a lot. It's not over yet.
I know. That's a roller coaster.
It's a roller coaster of things. So
yeah.
then I get married and I'm at an okay weight. By then I moved to the UK and oh my gosh, all the food, all I ate, all the food. First of all,
food.
It was so cold. So I'm like,
comfort eating.
Yeah, I started comfort eating and then I ballooned again. And then I lost weight because I was just like, now this is getting ridiculous. Now at that age, I think I was about 25. We were trying for a baby. And the doctor said to me, I think you need to lose some weight.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I did. And literally, no sooner, I did not even have time to enjoy my new body.
Oh.
I was pregnant. Pregnancy was absolutely fine, like I've said. And I enjoyed that process. And then I lost even more weight after having my baby.
Oh,
in fact, I don't think I gained any weight during my pregnancy because at that point we transitioned from where we were living to London.
Yeah.
And so the activity of, you know, walking to catch the buses and trains and all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, it kind of helped.
Helped me maintain my weight. So in fact, the doctors at one point were like, is she eating? Because how come the belly is growing, the baby is growing, but
yeah,
the weight is the same.
The weight. Okay.
So anyway. That happened. I got back into my clothes, and I think that's the happiest I've ever been. Once I lost my baby fat,
baby weight.
I settled into a very nice size and weight, healthy weight. And I was not even thinking about it. This was you know, I ate naturally. I just, you know, I had the occasional fries or whatever. But body-wise, I was feeling myself. Let's just put it that way. And then other things happened.
Oh, dear.
Work stress, marital stress put pressure on me again. And then I started the yo-yo dieting and all that. And I don't think that has stopped, actually.
Since then.
So right now, I'm at the largest I've ever been. Which is, okay, it's not healthy. I know that for a fact. And I just said to Mel, you know, we were looking at our life insurance, trying to update it. And now they want to put risk factors into my insurance details. And I'm like, oh, no. No. It's time to lose the weight. But I want it to be different. I don't want to be moved by optics or what my body should look like.
Yeah. Do you want to feel comfortable within yourself and feel confident within yourself? Like, whatever that weight probably looks like, as long as you're happy. And do you feel happy right now?
Yeah, No, I'm not happy right now. Although I'm trying to look at myself and just appreciate myself the way I am.
Because
I'm here, I'm living, I'm breathing. I don't have health problems. But what I want ultimately is to be healthy.
Yeah.
And I don't want the number on the scale to determine that. I don't want the size on my clothes to determine that.
Yeah.
I just want to be a healthy person, human being.
Yeah. And that's it. I think that's the most important thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it has definitely been a yo-yo.
It's been a yo-yo, man. Up and down, man. Up and down. But Mel, you've said you've never really thought about this. So never. I'm interested. Mel might just give us a one-liner.
mine's gonna be short and sweet, man. No, I'm joking. I've never really, in terms of how my body image has changed over time and my relationship with my body at the moment, I've never really thought about my weight so much.
Mm.
I've always been a constant weight, but it's changed over time. Obviously, with puberty and stuff, I've gone up a couple of dress sizes. But other than that, it's kind of always been the same. I know, it's just strange. Although, you know, but it's funny because the way you say, oh, people come to you and say, oh, you put on weight and stuff. Sometimes I get a bit of, not a complex, but I get really uncomfortable when people say, oh, you've lost weight, or, oh, you look, you know, small. And I'm like, oh, God, okay. Really? Yeah, it's like, is that a bad thing? I don't know. I honestly, guys, I am not.
Yeah, stop commenting on people's weight, man.
Yeah, stop commenting on people's weight. But I don't like not eat.
Oh, I eat. I know for a fact. Yeah. Maybe it's actually.
I eat and I'm a bad. I am probably my metabolism. Who knows? And I keep on saying, I said this is so as well, but who knows how long it's going to last for? As I said, if I was
Oh, Lord,
kids,
please hear me. Transfer.
No. Do not rebuke that. Rebuke that.
Transfer this extra juiciness.
No, I don't want it. Thank you. You keep yours. You do you.
Keep mine?
Yeah, if you want it. Like, no. But seriously, who knows? I mean, if I have children, how many children I may have, this may... I tell you one thing, though.
Hormones,
my
menopause.
Exactly. My stomach, I find it hard to shift. I feel bloated. So who's going to be the side-eye? Side-eye right now.
Yeah.
Side-eye.
Full side-eye. If I could put my eyes on you, I'd put them on you.
I feel the eyes on me, actually, right now. But no, seriously, like my belly can... I sometimes look like I am about 4 or 5 months pregnant.
Those are lies.
And it's... not a lie. It's honestly not a lie.
So but that's how you feel. Okay.
That's how I feel. Okay. And that's in terms of, if we're talking about body image and stuff, yeah, that's where I have it. Am I doing anything about it? No. I had chips just now with a saveloy. Very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
I eat crisps. You know, it's terrible. Want to, though, as Sophie's saying, be more healthy. Right now, Sophie is sitting with a delicious smoothie, which she did not make one for me, just saying.
Yeah, because you wanted to eat chips.
Okay. You had some chips too. Like,
yes, I did, but I primarily wanted a smoothie.
A big, big smoothie, by the way, that giant she still hasn't smoothie. Finished. It's a giant smoothie, and I just had a slurp.
Yes. And no, so it shall be.
But no, seriously, I would want to be more healthy in that, no matter what sort of size you are.
Mm-hmm. How yeah, about definitely. Outside size?
Yeah.
Have you ever had the, you're too dark or too, I don't know.
Have I ever had I'm too dark? Not really, but I, no.
Okay.
But I don't know. I don't know. It's strange. We have had conversations, me and my sisters and stuff. Quite openly, we kind of joke about it a bit because one of my sisters, she's quite light skinned, mm-hmm. very light, in fact. Mm-hmm. And me and my other sister, we are quote unquote darker, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's funny because seeing how the sort of older generation of our family kind mm-hmm. of interact with us, that the sister who's the lightest one has always been the quote unquote favorite and being treated as such. Mm-hmm. Like, we have an uncle who is light skinned. And it seems like he gravitates to that sister.
Towards her.
Okay. Yeah. Like, to the point where he literally does not know my name.
Oh.
And he knows her name. But I guess because she's also older and probably at then those times when she was the only one, you know, older children stick. But I don't know. I've always thought, is that because she is lighter and there's that whole complex around light skin, dark skin kind of thing. But other than that, no, I haven't really had that kind of complex.
That's cool.
Really?
Look at you. You're doing better than the most of us.
Yeah, well, I'm sure there's other areas. I do have insecurities, particularly when it comes to body. Yeah. One of my insecurities, should we go into that? What is
Insecurities, flaws.
Flaws. Yeah. Flaws, insecurities. Mm-hmm. My eyes. And I hate to point it out because I don't want it to be a case where people just
No, let me look at these eyes. Look at these beautiful brown eyes.
Oh, you're too cute. But no.
What's up with your eyes?
So, obviously back then, when I was about 7 or 8, I had an accident in my eye. A boy threw a stone in my eye and it practically more or less blinded me mm-hmm. in my left eye. And I had an operation and things like that, blah, blah, blah. But since then, I feel like that one eye, as thank God that you can't see or you can't tell. Mm-hmm. I mean, back there when it first happened, I did have a white, bluey white film over my eye. It looked like cataract almost.
Okay.
But thankfully that went. Mm-hmm. But I've always had this now complex because I remember at school, primary school, one boy said, oh, no one would ever want to marry a one-eyed pirate. And that has really stuck to me. I know. It's so cool.
Can I laugh?
One-eyed pirate. One-eyed pirate. That really stuck to me. It's funny because years later, when we were all grown up, I saw him and I actually confronted him about it. He was so...
You?
I did. I was like, I know. Okay. I was like, you know what you said to me way back then? We were in like primary school. And he was like, he honestly was genuinely shocked. He was like, I can't believe I said that. I was like, yeah, you did.
You did.
You did. And yeah. But no, so I've always, whenever I look at my eye, I'm not going to even say which eye it is. Did I say which eye it was?
No.
Thank God. Okay.
I don't even know which eye. I know you've told me before, but I can't tell.
So even when I have pictures, there's always an eye that looks bigger or somehow I
Hang
feel.
Hang on a sec.
This self is looking through pictures right now.
I'm looking through pictures.
Oh my God. So there's always, sometimes it's like one eye that's bigger than the other or probably, and I always have this fear that
one eye that's bigger than the other. Though.
I know, but I feel that one eye will start looking in one direction.
Oh my gosh. God.
Like those wandering eyes. Oh, wandering God. Eye. Yeah, wandering eyeball.
Not
so
at
yeah,
all.
I definitely have a complex. I certainly do. It's just awful. I hate it. When people always say, oh, you wear a contact lens. And it's like, I'm not, I'm like, oh, so you're too
Do
close.
You know,
you're actually too close
time
to me.
I realized that you had a problem with one of your eyes.
Yeah.
Is when we used to work together and we went to get your contact lenses.
Oh, yeah.
And you only got for one eye. So I was like, wait, what? What is happening right now?
Yeah, I just need it for one eye.
And then I asked you, how much do you pay for your contacts? And it was literally half of what I was paying.
It's half of what
so
you're paying.
So I was like, why?
How?
He's like, because it's only one eye.
It's only for one eye, really, technically. But yeah, I mean, it hasn't impaired me from doing things at all. So that's thankfully good. Like, God has graced me on that part.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my biggest hang up, really, I think.
I've got many.
Oh, God.
Okay, thankfully my skin complexion is not an issue.
Hallelujah.
At all.
Yeah.
But okay, my teeth.
Really?
Yeah, girl. If you haven't I don't know if you've ever noticed, but I like taking pictures from a particular
angle. Uh-huh. Okay.
Because I have, I call it a snuggle tooth. Can you say it?
Okay.
So there's one on my teeth that's not in place, in the right place.
It's not in the right place, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And I really, all my sisters, I don't understand this. All my sisters got braces.
But you didn't?
I didn't.
Oh, dear.
I don't know why. And then I ended up with a snuggle tooth.
Oh, dear.
Like, anyway, that's one of them.
Uh-huh. Number... Let it go.
Number two.
We're digging up some...
Number two is actually my boobs. Yes. Now, okay, I love that they're big, they're full, you know. Are they full? Maybe that's a problem. They're not full. They're big.
Yeah.
And they sag, man. Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
I think even my mom looks at my boobs sometimes. She's just like, well, dang, girl.
Do your boobs hang low? Do they wobble to the floor? Can you tie them in a knot?
Yes, I can tie them in a bow.
I can throw them over my shoulder.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
That's a skill. Okay, that's a skill.
Honestly. But they irritate.
Okay.
Because I have to wear an underwear bra, and you know these things dig.
Yeah.
And finding a costume that fits properly, you know, it's just, it's so irritating.
Yeah.
Even wearing a strapless bra, I feel like I'm not well supported.
Oh my God. Strapless bras are a nightmare for bigger breasted women.
Yeah. Now, can you imagine big breasts and then they're saggy? It's like double trouble, man. So, yeah, I would.
Would you do cosmetic surgery?
Oh,
would you
absolutely. I am not adverse to cosmetic surgery at all. Sign me up and somebody please pay for it.
Well, are you scared?
I would like a breast
reduction.
No, not reduction. Oh, lift. No.
A breast lift. And a bit of a reduction? Or you just looking to lift it? So you want to still big boobs, but you want to lift them up?
I don't mind big boobs.
Up.
I just need them to be
pointy.
Meeting the public. Not greeting my
stand
toes.
Stand to attention.
Yeah, stand to attention, please. Oh gosh, of course there's the weight issues and I just want to be comfortable. I've never had a flat stomach. Like that's one of the... I want to wear a bikini one day.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Think Lizzo.
Many people do and I don't judge them. However, I judge myself entirely. I'm like, no, I shall not be unleashing all the roles.
Lay it all out.
By the beach. I'd like to...
Well, you can get those ones where it has the the high-waisted pants.
Yeah, but you know the high-waisted, and they're good, but when you sit, it's like the top of your belly spills just over them.
Spills.
Yeah, and then it's not a good look. I'd rather a one-piece where everything is flat and tight. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, liposuction... It's calling my name.
Oh, gosh.
Although I have said to myself, I'll only get lipo after I've lost the weight that I can lose. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't want just to go the easy route.
Yeah. Because you still have to maintain it.
Yeah, exactly. And maintaining it is about habits, yeah?
It's true. That's the habits, isn't it?
Yeah. So I want to build the habit. Mm-hmm. And then whatever my body cannot do naturally,
yeah,
I'm not averse to... getting some help from the plastic surgeon. Just like, yeah, just suck it out.
Would you get...
Suck it out and put it in my ankles.
Oh, in your ankles.
Because that's the other problem.
Then
my little
cankles.
Tiny ankles. I want cankles.
No, you don't want cankles. You want
cankles.
Some definition.
Have you seen my legs?
I do, and they're fine.
Okay.
Okay, they're fine. So other than the whole liposuction and that kind of thing, you did mention the teeth. Is there anything else? Any flaws? No more flaws.
No more flaws. I don't think.
Let me think.
At this present moment, no more flaws.
No more flaws. No, you're just, and that's the thing, flaws.
I mean, but like I said in the last episode, that I am looking at my body every day in the mirror. I'm looking at myself and I'm like, girl, you fly.
Yeah.
Just the way you are.
Yes. However.
Of course, the way I dress.
Yeah.
Accentuate what you like, and you know, cover up what you don't like.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But yeah, I want to be confident in me as I am.
True.
Right now.
Definitely. I think that's the key.
That is the key, isn't it?
So I guess that kind of moves on to, you know, our final points of like, how can we get to love our bodies as they are? And it's just you, what you're doing, like looking in the mirror and just facing what you're seeing right now and saying, you know what? I love it. I love me. I love me. And that's fine.
Yeah. And just being grateful for this, you know, wonderful body that I have.
Yeah.
It does what it needs to do.
Yeah.
My body is fully operational and mm-hmm. I can't and should not complain.
Mm-hmm. Really I agree.
About what I think I don't have.
Yeah, I agree. And I just think just accepting what we have, you know, just in terms of like my eye and all those other hangups I feel, I just think, you know what, just embrace it rather than running away from it, I guess.
Yeah, don't hide it.
Yeah, you know. Well.
Well, okay, I'm not saying go nude, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, honey, no, let's not go nude, just not. But yeah, it's just about, yeah, accepting and loving yourself who you are.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that's it for this week's episode of the Life Lately podcast. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
Thank you for spending your time with us today. Let us know, do you have any body positivity issues or are you just like fly and flawless darling?
Yeah, and just loving what you have.
Yeah. Let us know. Comment on our Instagram page. The handle is at Life Lately Pod. Join us also on Facebook. Also, please remember to rate, review, subscribe, tell your friends, please share this episode with other people.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we'll see you on our next episode. Take care.
Bye.